This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Good evening. Welcome here to a fabulous Tuesday night here on Manawatu's People Radio, 999 AM, the voice of your community. That's right, you're here with the Pāori Pride team. I'm Cam.
It was a really long intro. Hi, I'm Andy.
And I'm Matt on
I'm back.
Oh, again.
I've had intermittent shows. I did a show, I went to Auckland, I came back, then I think I went to Wellington.
Yeah, your attendance record.
My attendance record's been smudged.
It indicates that a serious talk.
It has been smudged. And I was in the streaming metropolis of Featherston last night.
Fabulous.
Last night. This place on a Tuesday, we record on a Sunday. So Saturday night was in Featherston. A big shout out to a whole lot of people. The Royal Hotel in Featherston, absolutely wonderful. They treated us like absolute queens. You knew it was coming. Yeah. There is a florist over there as well. I'm just trying to look for my information. There is a beautiful florist over there that made us some flowers as well. So each of the queens got some flowers. The crystal shop in Featherston, we got some little rainbow pendants, which is really, really cute. So Featherston absolutely turned it on for us. And then we randomly performed in a really weird space. It felt like someone's garage or lounge, but really receptive crowd. They were lovely. They're fantastic. So small venues, but amazing. And it was so cute. They were like, remember, ladies and gentlemen, remember to tip your local queens. And then I looked at Rhubarb and I went, we're not local. It was fantastic, though. Everyone was really friendly. Caught up with some faces. We saw Karen O'Leary. She came over, gave us a hug, caught up with Chanel?
Yep.
Yeah, it was just cool. It was a very local pride parade. Four vehicles.
That Karen O'Leary is very funny.
She is, and she's so friendly and down to earth. She's one of those lesbians you just feel safe with.
Yeah. Because she did that whole series on Stuff, didn't she?
Yeah, there's like a podcast.
Radio.
There's a podcast that she does.
A whole lot of LGBT people.
Yeah, lots of story coming out, stories and things.
Yeah.
But just a really cool community event. All of the shops had like window fronts with rainbow paraphernalia in. Just real friendly. Even like the op shops, you know, with three queens going in looking at dresses and handbags.
It's almost a cliche.
Oh, they loved it. And, you know, Molly's trying on stuff in store.
As she would.
It was great. So thank you, Featherston. Fantastic. We can't wait to come back and be inside you once more.
And shout out to Molly. Haven't seen or heard from you in ages. The old
queen. Oh, Molly, she's loving it. She's living the dream. She looked absolutely stunning. We brought remnants the other week on the way back from Auckland, Wellington. There's a shop we're going to take you to, Matt. It's really, really cool. You'll love it. But she brought remnants of a dress, and because she's so skinny, she can make a dress out of remnants.
She can make one out of a sleeve that we would need.
She looked like Jamie Lee Curtis in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
True Lies.
Yeah, she looked like her.
Whoa.
But she had a long blonde wig. She was stunning. She looked absolutely stunning. Maybe more like Meryl Streep from Death Becomes Her.
I'm just thinking, you know, because Molly traditionally tends, no critique, girl, but tends to look as though she's leaning towards old lady drag sometimes.
She does vintage looks. Does vintage looks.
Yes.
From the back, looked extremely like a woman. And like you would have gone up to her and been like, how are you doing, love? And she'd turn around and she's looked stunning with this great moustache. Like the Nigel Thornberry moustache. No, it was awesome. And then Rhubarb was looking like Matron Mama Morton. From Chicago.
Yes, she does.
And I was looking like the auntie at the wedding. It was great. Loved it. So thank you, Featherston. Right. You were a hoot.
All right.
Hoot and half.
Right. Think of a song.
Our first song up is Love's Got a Hold of a Hold on My Heart by Steps.
Oh, so good. So good.
Here we go. Steps.
Some news just in. Oh, no, I'm not reading that on here.
Oh, really?
So I saw the headline, Daily Mail video. I've had my bum hole completely sewn up.
What?
And I went, what? And then I read Laura and it said, what sex is like with a stoma bag?
Okay.
Right, so, there we go. Alrighty, I'm going to go with... Auckland Pride? Should I go with Auckland
Sure,
Pride?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, do it. Because that's kind of turning into a bit of old news, which has some...
A bit of new news.
It's new news on the old news, but we still want these schmucks dealt to.
Yeah. So for those of you who have listened in the past couple of weeks, when I've actually attended the show, a group of us went into Auckland Pride, Palmy Drag Fest, went and represented, and we had an absolute fabulous time. It was wonderful. Slightly dampened by Dysentery Church, as I've heard them called. Destiny Church, Brian Tamaki sending out his little goons to do a little protest, a little haka. Yeah. I found it offensive that they were doing the haka. I thought that was a bit wrong.
There were some interesting critiques of the haka.
Yeah.
I saw one person say that the they merely repeated the same line over and over.
Yeah.
And that the movements were not correct.
Oh, wow. I just think it's a bit off. But of course, before that was the Te Atatū community centre situation where members of the same church, although now they're claiming that it wasn't, but members of that same church protested a science-based children's story time around weather because it was being done by Hugo Girl, which is a drag artist from Auckland. And yeah, it's just weird. So all of these, it's going through its process now. But the article says, and this is from RNZ, three more people have been arrested as part of the police investigation into a protest during Auckland Pride Festival. It comes 2 days after four arrests were made. So now that's four, five, six, seven. Seven arrests so far were made following complaints about protesters' actions on the 15th of February at the Te Atatū Community Centre. Around 30 adults and young children had to be barricaded into a room and library in West Auckland when a group linked to Destiny Church tried to drown out a children's event taking place at the centre as part of the annual festival. Police said eight victims filed complaints with the police, which have been thoroughly investigated in recent weeks. There are also six witnesses that supplied statements. The three people charged on Wednesday are a 44-year-old man, a 55-year-old man, and a 47-year-old man. So all men. They have been bailed to appear in the Waitakere District Court on March 18th. Along with four people charged earlier this week. A 44-year-old man was charged with injuries with intent, while a 55-year-old was charged with assault under Crimes Act. A 47-year-old man was charged with two counts of assault under the Crimes Act and one of assault under the Summaries Offences Act. Police are limited to in further comment given matters before the court, a spokesperson said. I've heard lots about it. I heard that like a 14-year-old girl who wasn't even there for that particular event, they'd gone for a sports thing, which was in the same building but around the corner kind of thing, had been assaulted, like physically assaulted because of these goons. The thing that annoys me is Brian Tamaki in his little castle is sending these people out to do these events. He doesn't actually go to them himself. He's a coward. He's just
a noodle head.
That is my personal opinion. He is a noodle head is a good one. But he sends these people out to do his dirty work. The annoying thing with his church as well is a lot of those families who attend the churches are Māori Pacific Island. A lot of the families that attend the churches, so they pay tithings for the church, which is 10% of their earnings. A lot of these families can't afford that. A lot of these, that money goes into his pocket to fund the church, but also to fund his lifestyle. Mm. So if you've got 10% of, how many people attend a church service with him? 200? And how many churches around the country? It's a pyramid scheme, I feel. Kind of reminds me of a pyramid scheme.
You don't want to be wrong.
Amway, here we come.
Yeah, and of course now the police are withdrawing contracts to Man Up.
Yeah,
Is really, or withdrawing referrals to Man Up.
Yeah.
I think, considering these people are from Man Up, the whole thing needs to be looked at.
Yeah, and a few of them have actually lost their jobs. There was one that was a radio announcer for MyFM. I think it was MyFM or New AFM.
There was another who was a teacher's aide or something.
Wow.
I wonder what happened to them.
What I want to know, though, is these guys, it's a gang. It's basically a gang.
Yes.
They're behaving like that, aren't they?
But it's terrorizing people. Mm-hmm. When is the government going to kick into gear and start? And I don't think they will, because I'm pretty sure there's still money tied up with, like, the Man Up group in the prisons. Mm-hmm. Delivering a service for the government.
Yeah, I wonder if that's been
I think reviewed. That's why it's not kicking into gear.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason for it. Maybe they're distracted with the lunches situation.
Yeah.
With that, who knows?
I don't know.
Is that a smoke screen? You know, look at the little thing here so we can do the big thing down there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very, yes.
Oh, look over there.
Yeah, it's the old magician's trick. But no, it annoys me. I think Tamaki's he sends the goons out to do his job. Yeah. But the police, I've heard, are doing some amazing things. So not only did they have a police car in the parade and people were being vigilant.
Did they have the rainbow police
car? They did. But I had also heard rumours that there were plainclothes cars driving around the town, around the outskirts of the town, just keeping an eye out on.
They had to do that even.
And they had intel and, yeah, it just.
It's just, you know, you think, what are these?
It's really sad.
Who is the real danger?
Well, there's a whole question thing about, I think Andrew Whiteside said it, you know, if Brian Tamaki's waking up at 3 a.m. and all he can think about is the queer community, he needs to get a hobby, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said, come on, Disney Church, why not come join the parade?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, if you're that concerned about it, why not come and, yeah. No, there's a lot of opinions out there.
Yeah, that's my own agenda.
But, you know, it was great, for example, in the Auckland parade to see pretty much right behind us, there was a local church who were very supportive of the queer community. And it was really nice to see them supporting.
Mm-hmm. There were a number of churches and church leaders that got together and wrote a letter.
Yeah, I did hear that.
This was not okay what they've done.
Yeah.
But again in Wellington, the same thing happened and you were down in Wellington.
Yeah, so with the Auckland one, we were the second float back from the start. There's a whole story behind it. It's kind of funny. I won't go into it on here, though. But we were the second ones behind, so we saw it happening. Whereas in the Wellington one, we were closer to the end. We're maybe in the last five-ish floats. And so we could see... We didn't really see anything of the Destiny Church people.
Right.
But later on we'd heard that they were there. Much the same as when we did Auckland. Tangi Urukiri was in Auckland and he didn't realise that there was anything that had happened because they were further on down the parade. But and then once again, nice to see ones like in the Featherston one, there was no dramas at all.
No.
And I think the way they organised it was purposely done to keep things on a little bit on the mystery.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at one point we thought the parade was going that way and then the parade ended up over there in a different direction. And I wonder if that was purposely done.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have heard that they are going to try and target the smaller towns because that's when you have less of a crowd out. So say in Auckland, for example, when they started doing their little protest, a lot of the crowd started booing them and shouting, Happy Pride, Happy Pride. And I think in Wellington, probably the same thing. There was more of a crowd of positiveness, whereas in the smaller towns, because the crowd gathering, I mean, there were people sitting out the front of their houses on deck chairs and stuff to watch, which was cute. But it's because it's a smaller town, there's less of a, you know, you could easily flood that town with 40 people doing a protest and it might intimidate a few.
Yeah.
Although there were lots of dogs in the Featherston. I think that's what they do at night there, because we saw lots of people walking dogs.
Smaller town.
Yeah.
It's great. We saw a sheep. We saw a sheep in the back of on like someone's trailer. So next year we've decided if we do a float for it, we're going to dress as sheep. On the back of a trailer, it'll be fine.
Can we have a song?
The next song.
It was
is...
great. No, the sheep went past, and I went meh, and the sheep went meh, and we had a great little convo.
The rainbow sheep of the family.
Oh, it was wonderful.
This is "Burn" by Ellie Goulding.
Have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire and we burn in one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud. We got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. this out, useless song. I'm waking up, we start the fire, then we start the love. We'll miss over now, we got the love. There's no sleeping now, no sleeping now. Sleep with lies, turn it down. They don't know what they heard. Shut the mash, play it down. Giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So they can put it out, out, out. When the lights turn it down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the match, play it loud. Giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Shut the match, play it down. Giving love to the world.
That was Ellie Goulding with Bear.
Right. So, reminiscent of a previous incident at a performance of Hamilton in the States, Vice President J.D. Vance's arrival at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. on Thursday night was anything but warm. Instead of applause, the audience at the National Symphony Orchestra concert erupted into loud boos.
And do you know what the numpty did?
What?
Just stood there drinking his beer.
Yeah, sending a clear message of defiance amid the ongoing turmoil surrounding President Donald Trump's hostile takeover of the institution. For nearly a minute, cheers and shouts filled the concert hall as Vance and his wife, Usher Vance, recently appointed to the Kennedy Center board by Trump, took their seats. In footage circulating on social media, Vance smiles awkwardly, raising his hand, as you said, Andy, in a half-hearted wave before sipping his drink. The public rebuke comes in at a moment of unprecedented upheaval of the Kennedy Center, a cultural landmark that has been thrown into political chaos over Trump abruptly firing its board of trustees. And, he installed himself as chairman and vowed to reshape its program to fit his far-right vision. Since its founding, as a living memorial to President John F. Kennedy, the Kennedy Center has been a home for the performing arts, fostering diverse and inclusive programming. But in Trump's second term, it has become a battleground and his ongoing war for his ongoing war on wokeness. Declaring that the arts institution had been overtaken by anti-American propaganda, Trump wiped out the existing board and tapped his special envoy, Richard Grinnell, a gay MAGA loyalist with no experience in arts administration, as its new interim head. Within days, LGBTQ plus programming began disappearing. The Kennedy Center quietly cancelled a World Pride concert. Good God. Featuring the National Symphony Orchestra, pulled a planned performance by the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington, D.C., and scrapped a Pride Month celebration. Trump has been explicit about his intentions. No more drag shows, no more anti-American propaganda, only the best. How would he know?
So I'm just going to try and find an article. So he's cancelled. So they've gone through and found the word gay in so many things over in the... over in America, and there was a plane, and I think it's, it was called Nola Gay. I thought it was like, Nola Gay. And it's come up that, you know, are they going to get rid of that? They've deleted the file. Are they going to? And then there was someone else with the name Gay in, like, that was part of their name, and they were like a war hero, and they'd done
so the Enola
XYZ was, amazing things.
Yeah, the Enola Gay was the plane that carried the atomic bomb to Japan.
Yeah, so,
You
know, like, it's like, how far do you go?
Exactly. So the move sparked outrage, prompting hundreds of activists, drag artists, and allies to march on the Kennedy Center last weekend, organized by the DMV Social Activist Collective and Committee. I love that. Committee with a Q. That's cool. The March for Drag called for reinstatement of queer programming and condemned the administration's broader attacks on LGBTQ plus rights. Artists and cultural leaders have wasted no time pushing back. Within weeks of Trump's takeover, high-profile figures, including Issa Rae and Shonda Rhimes, pulled out of planned appearances at the Kennedy Center in protest. The musicians of the National Symphony Orchestra, one of the center's flagship ensembles, have authorized a strike, citing concerns over artistic freedom and censorship under the new regime. And producers for the hit musical Hamilton pulled the show from the 2026 calendar. Whoa. And while Trump and his allies attempt to rebrand the Kennedy Center in their image, the LGBTQ plus community is making it clear they will not go quietly. DC has been known for years as the gayest city per capita in the country. That's not going to change by June. Capital Pride Alliance Executive Director Ryan Abos previously told The Advocate, referring to the upcoming World Pride 2025 events in the nation's capital from May 17th until June 8th. This is a moment for us to reaffirm our place and remind the world that we will not be erased. Despite the aggressive push to control the Kennedy Center, Trump himself has rarely set foot inside it. During his first term, he notably skipped the annual Kennedy Center honors from 2017 to 2019, making him the first president to avoid the prestigious event altogether. More recently, Trump admitted that he had never attended a single performance at the Kennedy Center before taking control of its leadership. He dismissed it outright when asked about the program, saying, "I get reports they were so bad. I didn't want to go. There was nothing I wanted to see." Good Lord. According to a White House poll report. Yet, he now presides over the very institution he once ignored. What a putz. Sorry.
I had heard a rumor yesterday, we have some weird conversations in the back of the... in the old car on a road trip, that he had turned the White House into a dealership for Elon Musk. Like, they'd lined all of the cars out outside. Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Like, what the heck?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the guy has all the class and subtlety of a brick through the lounge window.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Right,
We're going to go to our next song. This is Lady Gaga with Alice. Lady Gaga with Alice. So, drag queens to run five marathons.
Sports desk. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. Oh, yes. Okay. Running involves sports, apparently. That's right. Drag queen Ola Nothing has announced she is running five marathons across five countries, France, England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales over the next 12 months to raise funds for multiple charities, including HIV charities, Terence Higgins Trust. Mm-hmm. All I said, I'm so excited for these challenge. Running five marathons in five countries is not an easy feat, even though I'm used to running around in 8-inch heels, but I've always believe that the drag community is about more than just performance. It's about giving back and making a difference. These incredible charities are doing vital work and I'm honoured to contribute in my own unique way. Money raised will go towards causes including Alzheimer's Society, UNICEF, Ireland and Terence Higgins Trust. Fans and supporters can follow Ola's journey across social media and her first marathon on April 13th in Paris, France.
Very nice. That's very cool.
That is awesome. And so to do five in over the year, that's a huge feat. Yep. But wishing them all the best and hopefully they raise plenty of money for those charities and trusts.
True. All right.
Right.
Let's have another piece of music.
Yes, this is Because of You by Gustaph, G-U-S-T-A-P-H.
Oh.
Here we go.
World got me going crazy. I'll carry on, and it's all because of you. Because of you. Remember when they told us you're not good enough? And then you came into my life and you changed my world for good. Told me to love myself a bit harder than yesterday. Well, life is too short and we sure got to celebrate. And when the world got me going crazy, I'll carry on, 'cause I know. Try to break us. Well, look at us now. You told me the right thing at the right time. You got me feeling wild. Now I love myself much more than I did yesterday. 'Cause life is too short and we sure got to celebrate. Said and done. They'll never kill this fire. Your love will take me higher. So because of you. Because of you. Well, because of you. Because of you. I keep on going, baby, baby, for a brighter day. Yeah, when the world got me going crazy, I'll carry on because of you.
That was Gussed Up with Because of You. We head on down to Desert Mumbas with by Lady Shoes by Desert Mumba.
I walk like a big man, and I talk like a big man. Ladies' shoes. I
That was Desert Mambas by Lady Shoes, or Lady Shoes by Desert Mamba. So over to you, Matt. You got an article there to read?
No.
Oh, I've got an article.
Sorry.
Sorry, I was busy watching baby tapirs eating lettuce leaves.
No, okay.
They're really cute. Have you ever seen them?
Yes.
They're adorable. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Commonwealth homophobia has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Commonwealth phobia has got to go. Commonwealth leaders jeered for anti-LGBTQ plus persecution. Leaders from 29 Commonwealth countries that criminalise LGBTQ plus people were met with boos and jeers. Can I get a boo? Can I get a jeer? As they arrived at the Commonwealth's annual service at Westminster Abbey on Monday, the March the 10th. You're right, Popper?
I am.
Despite violating the human rights provisions of the Commonwealth Charter, they were welcomed by the Church of England. Well done, Church of England. And the UK government and King Charles. Flashback from a discussion last night before we left Featherstone. As head of the Commonwealth, among 50 protesters were the LGBTQ plus refugees who fled from persecution in the Commonwealth nations, including members of the UK Black Pride, Let Voice Be Heard, which are from Bangladesh, African Equality Foundation, and the Out and Proud African LGBTI. Protesters carried placards with messages including Commonwealth 75 years of anti-LGBTQ plus persecution, repel anti-Q plus laws. Sorry, that took a second to. And Commonwealth fails to condemn persecution of LGBTQ plus people. The protest was organised by Peter Tatchell, founded by the Peter Tatchell Foundation. Its director, Peter Tatchell, obviously, said, as the Commonwealth celebrates, we mourn. We are calling out the 29 member states that violate their own equality principles and Commonwealth Charter. They preside over state-sanctioned persecution of the LGBTQ plus citizens. 29 of the 56 Commonwealth countries criminalise homosexuality, most under British colonial era laws. 6 impose life imprisonment, while Nigeria, Brunei and Uganda have the death penalty. Millions of LGBTQ plus Commonwealth citizens face arrest, imprisonment, mob violence and discrimination in employment, housing, education and healthcare. These anti-LGBTQ plus laws violate the Commonwealth Charter, which pleads equality and opposition to all forms of discrimination. For 75 years, Commonwealth leaders have refused to even discuss LGBTQ plus rights in the summits. The Secretary General, Baroness Scotland, has failed to speak out against these abuses or defended persecuted LGBTQ plus people. She has failed to uphold the Commonwealth Charter and multiple human rights issues. Countries that criminalise LGBTQ people should be suspended from the Commonwealth. The protest calls for all Commonwealth governments to decriminalise safe sex relations, prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, enforce laws against hate crimes to protect LGBTQ plus people, engage in dialogue with LGBTQ plus organisations. The 6 Commonwealth countries that impose life imprisonments for same-sex acts are Bangladesh, Guyana, Pakistan, Sierra Leone, Tanzania and Uganda. And people wonder why there's a pride festival, you know, each year in different countries or different cities. It's because this numpty behaviour continues to go on. It's blooming 2025.
Yes, exactly.
I did get the year right, didn't I? Yeah. Sometimes I'm worried that I'm going to go, it's blooming 2024.
You are oriented to time.
Yes, it is 2024.
No, it's 2025.
Yes, we're a quarter of the way through the century, aren't we?
Yeah.
We
are.
I don't know. Who knows? Be dead before the century.
Last year it was 2002.
Well, given 25 years ago, it was the start of the millennium.
Look, it's all a bit of, yeah. Do you remember the millennium bug and they're all concerned?
We all turned our computers off.
I remember I worked for the warehouse at the time and they had done up a Y2K pack for each checkout. just in case it all turned to custard. We could do the little zip zaps on the credit cards. And
Yes. And now look at us. We'd all be stuffed if that happened again, because we all pay with our mobile phones, so no one's got cards.
Well, so this is the thing. There was a power outage in Featherston while we were there, and we were concerned that it was Destiny Dysentery Church trying to fight against the gays, because when they have no power, you can't have a coffee machine that works.
No.
So all we wanted was some coffee, and they were like, "Sorry, guys. The power keeps going off.
We've got iced coffee in the fridge."
No, they haven't even got that, because the coffee machine's not working.
Ah, right, they don't.
So there are a bunch of cafes that had no, in the hotel, had no no coffee machine working, which is really, really saddening.
True.
So and that's when your EFOS goes off as well.
Yes.
So
we've the next song up's "I've Got a Feeling" by Two Tons of Fun. Here we go.
Oh, which was also known as
The Weather Girls.
The Weather Girls.
I'm gonna really
That was Two Tons of Fun with I've Got a Feeling.
So that's Martha Wash, and what was the other lady's name? Do you know?
I can't remember, but she unfortunately died, I think.
I think both of them might be gone now.
They may well be. They were also the backing singers for Sylvester the Disco Diva.
Martha Wash and Izora Armstead were Two Tons of Fun, who are eventually known as
the Weather Girls.
The Weather Girls, yeah. I'll just find out if Martha Wash is still alive, if my Google still plays with me.
Mm-hmm.
Wash.
A couple of very powerful singers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, do.
I wonder if they changed their name to the Weather Girls when they brought out It's Raining Men.
I'm not sure. Well, that could be funny.
That could be it indeed. It's not giving me a death. It says age 71. I'm on the joyous thing that is Wikipedia.
Okay. Good-o. Yep.
Yep, it hasn't got a death thing yet.
No, okay.
It says 71, so.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Still a spring chicken and yep. Still has got a voice. Great.
Absolutely. Right, what have we got next?
Well, we've got one last song, but we also, that is all we have time for.
So unfortunately, Skye couldn't be here today. Skye is out at an event.
We approved his annual leave.
He's out at a local queer event.
He won't do it again.
Helping some folks, so that's really, really cool.
Yes.
Good on you, Skye, but we do miss you being here and elbowing me.
Does he elbow you?
I've sometimes. But yeah, so it's for the people, Matt. What have you got?
Oh, look, there is so much weirdness going on out there. And
is it good weird or bad weird?
Oh, it's a bit strange weird, because even at home we have Winston throwing hissy fits about wokeness and what have you. And
I think Winston's got a bit of senior
you just think,
senior thoughts.
Calm the farm, man. Is it time to go home? Jeez. But who knows? Yeah, this ridiculous whole anti-woke thing has to go. That's what I think anyway. That's my 2 pence worth. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We will talk to you again soon.
How about you, Pop-Up?
Just do you. Be you. Do what makes you tick. But just remember is just worry about what's in your own backyard.
Yeah.
What happens over the fence is none of your business.
Unless it's something terrible like domestic violence, we need to call the police.
And as RuPaul would say, it's none of your business what anybody else thinks of you. So
true.
There's another RuPaul one that I really, really like, which is you can look at the darkness, but don't stare at it, because that's what's going to... She says it in a more elegant way than I can put into words on a Sunday when my brain's had about 3 hours sleep. Have a good week. Go out, do something fun, treat yourself. Be nice.
Yes.
Drink some water. Have your meds.
Little Nas X. Thank you for listening.
God, I love Little Nas X.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me.
down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.